Townsville community groups have come together to launch a 24-hour sexual assault service. The service aims to join different services together to create an integrated response. Sarah Simpkins has more.
The Townsville Response Unit is the first of its kind in Queensland and has specially trained police officers and social workers working at all hours to immediately respond to victims' needs. Kathy Crawford is a coordinator for the Women's Centre in Townsville.
What's different about this is it's a full wraparound support service to a victim of sexual assault from the moment they present to any of those agencies or anywhere else. As long as one of those agencies are contacted, they'll get that full holistic wraparound service, which will be followed through from the moment they present to however long they need that support. And that support is in conjunction with an investigation, if that's what they want, and that's how we'll be working. The other specialised part of this is that we now have trained, skilled interviewers, and interviewers and workers very much focused on the traumatisation of a victim. So it's far more victim-focused than previous. We're also working together to support someone through a forensic medical far more actively than done before.
Ms. Crawford says the program has only been running for 5 days, but has already helped multiple women and has more appointments booked in for the next week. A main focus of the program is collaboration between different services, which Ms. Crawford says were not working together before.
I would describe the system as people working in silos. It felt really broken when it came to people working together. So the difference is that when someone presents at a police station now, they get a specialist who immediately rings another specialist and they get that immediate support. So we're you could say, glued at the hip in terms of supporting a victim.
Christine Morley is an Associate Professor of Social Work at the Queensland University of Technology. She has written a book on her own experience as a counsellor helping sexual assault victims. She says the legal response to sexual assault is often inadequate and women feel re-victimised through the process.
My experience was one where the legal system wasn't the biggest issue that we were dealing with. However, it was one of the most frustrating. And that was because it was so, you know, the legal response in the main was so manifestly inadequate for victim survivors' experiences when they were trying to seek justice. You know, the law obviously represents the only formal processes that they have, and often victim survivors would report feeling that the assault the legal system had been an assault which paralleled the initial assault that they had experienced. So there was a sense of secondary victimisation.
Ms. Morley says Townsville is taking a step in the right direction, with service providers having specialised training in sexual abuse trauma.
All the research, all the literature and all my practice experiences would certainly validate that the most important aspect of people's recovery after a sexual assault is being able to connect with support people and services who validate their story, who believe them, and who act in supportive ways and act to reaffirm their blamelessness, you know, in their sexual assault occurring.
Having staff who can do this can make a difference to the well-being of victims. Kathy Crawford says good training programs are key to reducing the harmful long-term effects.
What this can do is make the difference between a victim becoming a survivor and not having prolonged mental health concerns. The social and community cost in relation to people who've been sexually assaulted having mental health concerns is enormous. So what we are attempting to do is reduce the long-term impacts of sexual assault.
A report from local police in 2014 found that more than 3 people were assaulted every day in Townsville. Ms. Crawford says the new program presents opportunities to find what works best.
I think there's lots of things that will be tested in this program, the way interviews are conducted, the wraparound support, and I think it's an opportunity for us to trial this, review and evaluate, and I certainly see this got as a model and a way forward for other areas.
But Christine Morley says Australia still has much to do to improve its treatment of sexual abuse victims.
I think that we are seeing some changes, certainly legislatively. You know, the laws have improved. My own experience out of writing the book was really that I had supported possibly thousands of people through the legal process, and I never had one woman who I worked with who was successful in gaining a conviction. And so, you know, I think there's still a way to go with legal processes that balance the weight of the scales on the side of protecting perpetrators who may be accused wrongly as opposed to victim survivors who have had an experience of violation.
That report by Sarah Simpkins.